WBUR Podcasts, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Common. Dan Mazur, cartoonist and comics historian. Welcome to The Common.
Thank you.
So Dan, in addition to being a cartoonist and a comics historian, you are co-director of the Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo, also referred to as...
MICE. I love that. Was my cue. I didn't know.
Nah, that was great. And MICE takes place this Saturday, September 30th, and Sunday, October 1st, at the Fuller Building on Boston University's campus. And this is the big one. It is free to attend. Listen, man, folks are out here trying to save, you know? Yep. Dan, tell us about MICE. How did it start?
MICE started, 2010. It grew out of a group that I was in then and I'm still in now called the Boston Comics Roundtable, which is a community support group for independent cartoonists mm-hmm. in the area. And we went around to other cities and to their nice little independent comics festivals and conventions, some of them big, some of them little. And we said, let's start one of our own. And it started as a pretty small zine fair, mm-hmm. and it's just grown over the years, and now we have hundreds of exhibitors from all over the country and all over the world, and thousands of people come to visit the show.
Nice. How would you describe the comic book scene here in Massachusetts?
Growing. Every time I turn around, there's another 10 or 20 people that I didn't know were making their own comics in the Boston area or Massachusetts. And specifically, I'm involved in, I guess, what you would call the alternative scene, the independent scene, the DIY scene, you know, and it kind of overlaps with more like mainstream publishing. One day someone isn't a cartoonist and the next day they are because they want it to be.
Right. What can folks expect to see at the expo? I want to be careful with saying mice too many times. I want to freak people out.
They will not see rodents. They will see drawings of rodents occasionally. So MICE has a few different elements. First of all, there's the exhibit rooms in which you will see about 200 independent cartoonists all sitting at tables covered with very colorful comics of all kinds, all subject matters, all styles. And you can buy their comics since you didn't have to pay to get in. You can ask them how you get to be a cartoonist too if you're not one already. It's just like a room full of like color and creativity. And 2 days is like hardly enough if you really want to see everything that's in there.
Yeah.
We have workshop programming and we have panel programming. And so the workshops are creative if you want to learn some basic comics skills or drawing skills. And this is for all levels and available for all ages. Mm-hmm. We have that going on. I mean, there's like how to draw faces, you know, how to make your own zine. And in the panel discussions, you can go hear the cartoonists who are at the show talk about their work and various aspects of it, you know, both the content and the style, the career aspect of it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there's other just fun stuff going on. Like there's a what we call the cartoonarium, yep. which is like cartoonists in captivity drawing, so you can watch them live and kibitz with them if you so desire. So mm-hmm. it's just a lot of fun and a lot going on, and it's a festival.
Yeah. Tell me about the sessions that are going to be at MICE.
Well, there are a lot of sessions, the panels in particular, you know, and they range from talking about content, what the comics are about, to visual styles and graphic styles. One that I'm really excited about and interested in, and it's different from ones we've done before, is called Comics and Incarceration. Mm. And we have an artist who has worked in the Middlesex County prison system in art therapy, making comics. And we have another artist who grew up with an incarcerated father and who drew comics about it. And then we also have Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Koutoujian on the panel, who created this art therapy in comics and, you know, I think has done some really great things. You know, and it kind of embodies how, like, comics will just reach out and touch any part of society.
Mm-hmm.
We have a panel on comics and mental health. It's called Journeys in Mental Health. Then we do have a panel called Cats at Mice, which is just about people who make comics about their cats or cats in general. So, you know, it ranges from heavy to light. I can't mention them all, but I could easily wax enthusiastic about any of them.
Are there any particular programs or sessions that you're kind of excited about? I mean, I know they're all your, I know you all, you love them all.
Excited about all of them, of course.
Yeah.
But I should probably, you know, just mention kind of our, we have 9 like special guests. So we have Jillian and Mariko Tamaki, who are a team of cartoonists from Canada, who've done a lot of books, both together and separately, writer and artist. They have a new book called Roaming. One reason that I wanted to mention them is their time is a little limited, so you have to look at the schedule and say, if you want to see the Tamakis, it's like there's 2 hours here, 2 hours there, and a panel. And so if you're a fan of them, don't take that for granted.
Don't wait.
Yep. And I should also mention that MICE takes place at Boston University.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason it takes place at Boston University is that Boston University's School of Visual Arts has a new program just started last year in visual narrative, which, as I like to say, is what you have to call comics if you want to give out a degree in them.
Yeah.
But it's a program run by Joel Gill, who's also a great local cartoonist. So that's another reason to get involved in MICE, is to find out about programs like that. So when you come, if you have an interest or know someone who has an interest in gaining, you know, higher education in comics, look at their table, the visual narrative table.
We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Dan Mazur. How has the show grown over time?
Pretty much in leaps and bounds. I mean, we didn't keep count. Like, the first year, it was, the first few years probably, it was just such an informal thing. And, you know, our idea was, well, at least we'll all get together and all the cartoonists will hang out. And, you know, a few hundred people will show up maybe and we'll sell some books. Our last count, we had at least 5,000 visitors over the 2 days. And we started to keep track, and it was like every year we say, oh, wow, 2,000 people came. Oh, wow, 2,500, 3,000. It just like it grows and grows. You know, the great thing about this show, and I think about this area, is that there's just readers.
Mm-hmm.
Not all of them read comics already. A lot of them do. But I think people are very open. And so there's a lot of people who come who just want to find out, like, what is an independent comic? You know, what is a graphic novel? And they find out.
Give me a moment at MICE where I guess you saw the light bulb go off for somebody.
Uh-huh.
You know? Is there a special moment that sticks out for you?
Oh, well, I mean, this is kind of heavy, but like one of the big themes in independent comics is like mental health, like people telling their own stories.
Yeah.
And this was a fairly long time ago, but I remember we had a cartoonist named L.B. Lee who does really great sort of personal mental health comics, and they got like a text or a comment on their page the next year saying basically that, you know, when I got your comic at MICE and read your comic, like, I was in a really bad place and it saved my life, you know? So that's like the first moment I always think of. And for years I was like, L.B. Lee gets a free table anytime they want. They saved someone's life.
Oh. What makes the comics that are made here unique from other places?
I mean, I think that there are a lot of people with different interests in different things that kind of converge into the comic scene. So there are a lot of people who want to do comics as science education, mental health education, like I said, social justice, political activism. That is not absolutely unique to Boston, but I think that's very strong here. People have something to say, and they look at comics and they say, this is a way to get this information across or to get this, express this meaning. And I think that's very characteristic of the Boston scene.
Yeah, so diversity of thought.
Yes.
And perspective.
Yes.
Do you feel like that has helped more people get into comics?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can you talk about that?
You know, the thing about comics is it's a very adaptable, very reader-friendly medium because you've got pictures going on, you've got words going on, they help each other. They're fun. I think everyone has like kind of a warm feeling about comics. Mm-hmm. So if you say, well, this comic is about, you know, bioethics, it's not as, you know, maybe intimidating or dry sounding as an article or a book. I think that things like history, telling histories is really good in comics. A lot of the issues and feelings and themes around LGBTQ have found their way into comics. You know, I think the reasons are complicated, but I think that, again, with words and pictures together, you can express, like, complicated feelings and ambiguities in a way that just brings another aspect that words alone can't do.
Dan, I'm really grateful for you taking the time to talk with us. I have to ask you, if we want to get into independent comics from this area specifically, the Boston region, where do you suggest we start?
If you're interested in finding some great comics, you can visit like my favorite comics shops based on where I live in Cambridge, Millionaire Picnic, one of the oldest independent comic shops in the
country. Picnic?
Million Year Picnic.
Million Year Picnic.
Yep.
Where's that?
That's in Harvard Square.
And they carry a lot of indies?
Yep.
Okay.
And then the other in Somerville is Hub Comics. It's not quite as venerable as Million Year Picnic, but a really great shop.
Okay.
So I would definitely go there. I would also go to your local library because librarians are very high on comics these days.
Shout out to the library. We love the library here at the Common. Okay.
If you're interested in making comics and you want to find a community of cartoonists, I would recommend Boston Comics Roundtable. We meet weekly and give creative feedback and advice and support, and anyone can be a part of it.
What are you reading right now?
I am reading two books by two of our special guests. One is Roaming, which I mentioned before, by Jillian and Mariko Tamaki. And the other one is Mother Nature by one of our guests, Carl Stevens, who drew the book. The book is written by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Nice.
And it's an environmental horror graphic novel. I think it was maybe a screenplay that got adapted. And so that's the two that I was like looking at this very morning.
Okay. Well, Dan, this has been great.
Thank you
so much for coming through to the Common.
Thank you for having us, and hope to see you at MICE.
That's cartoonist and comic historian and co-director of MICE, the Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo, Dan Mazur. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. If you like what you hear, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts, especially Apple or Spotify. Rate and review us. It will help us out a bunch. Thank you to everybody who already has. Also, if you want to get in touch with us, maybe you want to let us know that you're going to MICE and you're excited to see somebody or something. Let us know. Hit us up on Instagram at WBURTheCommon or send us an email at thecommon@wbur.org. I'm Daryl C. Murphy, and I will talk to you tomorrow.